When we were developing this list, we took a global perspective. So we tried to capture what would be most important, looking at it from an international perspective. If you look at it from a more regional perspective or even a single country perspective, the priorities or the top 10 pathogens or parasites may change. And this may be due to the types of foods that are consumed, the local food production conditions, sanitary facilities, or even access to clean water. So, of course, this is going to be variable from one region or one country to another. However, if we look at something like the top ranked parasite, which is Taenia solium, we find that this is a problem in many countries throughout the world. Some countries in Latin America, some countries in sub-Saharan Africa, as far as the Western Pacific and also Southeast Asia. And this is even re-emerging in some countries in Europe and North America due to, for example, greater movement of people and immigration and movement of food. So these things can be globally important, but there can be some specificities according to local habits in one country or another.
Who was involved with this assessment?
Well, this assessment was undertaken by FAO together with our colleagues in the Food Safety Unit in WHO in Geneva. In doing this work, we engaged with expertise in the area of parasitology from around the world. And actually, we collected data from many countries around the world and also worked with experts from 21 different countries in undertaking this ranking exercise. Our role here in FAO is to try and provide a neutral forum whereby we can bring together data and experts from many different countries representing different perspectives and provide an environment whereby they can discuss this and then produce something in a very independent and transparent way that will support international standard setting, such as by the Codex Alimentarius, or that can be used at national level by countries in their own priority setting or in their own standard setting activities.
And FAO and the World Health Organization were called on to review the current status of knowledge on parasites in food. Why has there been a push for this assessment now?
This particular piece of work was instigated in response to a request from the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. This is a subcommittee of the Codex Alimentarius, which is responsible for setting food standards at the international level. This, however, is reflective of a more global awareness that we see in recent years on foodborne parasites. For example, in many countries, we're seeing changes in the population in terms of immune status, and some of these parasites, where for a perfectly healthy person would have no impact, can suddenly become a very debilitating disease for somebody who has an immunocompromised status. So this could be somebody who's suffering from a serious illness, or equally, it could be somebody who's malnourished and has not access to the necessary food. Also, I think there's an important linkage between our parasites and livelihoods, for example, and what people can do or are able to do at local level. These parasites can impact their food supply. They can impact their ability to actually make the best use of food after we've eaten it. So many children, when they consume food, if they constantly have diarrhea or something similar due to a parasite infection, they're not actually getting the best from their food. So all of these issues bring us to look at some of the causes behind this poor absorption of food or poor absorption of nutrients, and also the reemergence of these issues in more industrialized countries where we thought we had resolved these problems.
So is there a lack of information?
Yeah, one of the big challenges we face in addressing this is the lack of data on the extent of the problem. There has been progress made in this area recently, and for example, WHO has recently been undertaking work to estimate the global burden of foodborne diseases, amongst them foodborne diseases caused by parasites. And a report of this work is expected to be released next year. So this will give us a better overview of the situation from a global perspective, but will always also help us to identify where we have information and where we don't have so much information at the moment.